the news that New Edition might have a comeback tour, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like a reunion tour next year in March.
As they should,
mm-hmm. right? Now that we saw, I checked out Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston, I just thought, New Edition, Bobby Brown.
Yes.
These guys are old, dude. But either way, we don't care. For us, our generation, we mm-hmm. don't care. It's fine. Go on the tour, gents.
Speaking of Bobby,
yeah.
I must always have the drama of it all.
What did he do? What's the story? And Bobby's been dramatic his whole life. Yeah. What did he do? Even in his old age.
Mm.
What did he do?
So his wife, current wife.
Okay.
The
one that's been sticking by him since
forever.
His nonsense days.
Mm.
Okay.
So she did an interview not so long ago saying that when he got married to Whitney, he was in the bathroom crying and freaking out and had, oh, I don't want to do this, whatever it is. And I was the one who talked him into marrying her. So this woman, her position in Bobby's life.
How?
She was there. Just there. Throughout his life. She's that person.
Oh, wow.
But now she finally got the prize.
Yeah, because you know, she's been with him was now since.
I mean, he's old too, so what can he really do for you?
Yeah, because the guy's 53 years old, dude. Wow.
You know what I think it is? A lot of the times, let me run around, get wild, and do whatever it is that I want to do on the streets.
Yeah.
And then when I realize I'm of a certain age, and now that I probably am getting a little bit older and I need a caretaker.
And then that's now, yeah. That's what I, because I'm 53 now, because my pancreas and my gout and my left shoulder and
my knee. Come on, I know when you try to touch. Ooh, it's the bad knee. Old age is not easy.
You know, this American Toby's hair for that.
Yeah.
Anyhow, it's 9:18. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average Radio on Namibia's Heart and Soul.
Yes.
Every single Monday, we check in with a love coach, the preferred love doctor.
Yeah.
The person that can speak to you, that can that actually just provides a bit of an ear, isn't it, Shaquan?
Absolutely, man.
And today is her finale edition
for the year. Yes. So we are joined by the lovely Cynthia Rhodia, and this is just one to pour into your cup once again, and maybe also to remind you, happy new week, everybody. May your week be blessed with yes, amen, confirmed, congratulations, and a lot of love. But she says it better than me.
Let's check in with her.
Yep.
A beautiful morning to all the amazing Fresh Breakfast listeners. Welcome to the Monday Cheer with Cynthia. I am, of course, Cynthia Rhodia. I'm so excited for today's segment. I'm here with your favorites, my personal favorites, NSK and Shaquan, and I can't wait to see what they have for you for the rest of the week. So as I try to put a beautiful smile on your gorgeous face, here's what I have for you today. Listen, not everything deserves a reaction. If you're going to react to everything, it's going to become very easy for people to have power over your emotions. So free yourself from that. Learn to laugh. Find the humor in things and laugh. Like I said last week, it's really not that serious. In fact, it shouldn't be. Life should be enjoyed. In as much as there are stressful circumstances, of course, I'm not encouraging toxic positivity, but what I'm saying is, where laughter is necessary, laugh. Don't hold back. I said this on my IG page yesterday or the day before. The quality of your life is almost proportional to the kind of mindset you have. If you're going to be in a state of hatred and anger all the time, that's definitely what you're going to be experiencing, because that's what you'll be attracting. Listen, I'm here to remind you to stay happy and laugh. Laugh more and you'll attract more happy moments and ultimately live a happy life. You deserve to be happy. Listen, happy Monday. And I certainly do hope that this put a smile on your beautiful face. Find me on social media. Just type in Cynthia Rhodia and I'll be there to cheer you up and cheer you on. Keep it locked to Fresh Breakfast to jumpstart your day on the right note.
Ho, ho, ho.